This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, August 8th. Well, on the surface, the stock market looks great, but I do have to tell you folks, I'm a net seller today. And the reason is there are a lot of meme stocks going up that are distorting things. Obviously, this new bill that Congress is going to pass later this week, the Inflation Reduction Act, has lots of credits for electric vehicles and things, so a lot of the EV stocks are rallying, of course. But the real problem is in the wake of Friday's payroll report, we saw a big rise in Treasury yields. So that means the Fed is back on target to increase rates 75 basis points on September 21st. I personally think that would be the last rate increase because they do not want to increase rates going into November. But the problem is, I'm as I've mentioned many times, I'm watching the analyst community, and the analysts are now trimming estimates. And so no matter how relieved everybody was that we had a bigger earnings announcement season, a lot of companies beating, the analyst community is now growing more cautious. And you have to realize, I can't fight the analysts. They're big. They're everywhere, okay? And you're swimming upstream if you fight the analyst community, is the bottom line. So I don't want to swim upstream. So if they start to trim estimates on certain stocks, I start to sell, okay? The markets also had negative guidance from NVIDIA that all their divisions are down. Now, NVIDIA has big, fat operating margins. It is a monopoly, so we'll see how that stock responds next couple of days. But, that's just an example of what the analysts are going to be doing. They're going to be trimming estimates. And I think some of today's rally is a relief that World War III did not start because, you know, China was misbehaving for 4 days, launching missiles in the Taiwanese Straits. And there seems to be some celebration on this Inflation Reduction Act, and I do want you to know that is grossly misplaced. What the Inflation Reduction Act does is increases the taxes on coal, crude oil, and natural gas production. So that's going to increase utility bills because, you know, natural gas and coal are used for your utility bill. And you have to understand the utility companies have to maintain a certain operating margin. So when their costs go up, they're going to pass that on to you on higher electric rates. So that's a big one. The other thing is they're going to be taxing methane. And, well, they do now. They're just going to increase the taxes. And then the final thing is they're regulating carbon. So the Supreme Court basically unregulated carbon dioxide in a ruling against the EPA. And so Congress is now basically going to be regulating carbon dioxide. Now, this spreads to a lot of things, but the most imminent impact is the fertilizer industry. So what's been going on in the Netherlands and now in Canada with Justin Trudeau pushing this is they're bugging the fertilizer companies to go to organic fertilizer versus chemical fertilizer, okay? And the theory is organic fertilizer produces less CO2, okay? Well, the problem is it's also not as efficient, okay? So your agriculture production will drop. So this is why the farmers are protesting the Netherlands. The Canadian farmers are gearing up to fight Justin Trudeau on this. Canada has a huge fertilizer industry, and obviously it's a big breadbasket, as are we. And so it'll be interesting if we start to follow the EU and Canada and tell the fertilizer companies what to do. But, you know, the net result of this could be mass starvation because you're going to cut crop yields. So let's just go back and look at this Inflation Reduction Act. Your utility bills are going to go up because of higher taxes on coal, natural gas, and other energy as well. And then your food bills are going to go up because of they're going to basically mess with the fertilizer industry. In fact, they specifically mentioned they're going after the agricultural industry. So in the meantime, they're empowering China because there's $30 billion in that act for solar panels and wind turbines and batteries and all these EV incentives. And China dominates solar panels. You know, the Uyghurs, enslaved labor camps make the solar panels, and they dominate batteries. And you just can't get enough lithium ion batteries right now. So the smart companies are switching to iron phosphate, which is CATL in China. And that's why Tesla makes more cars than the other ones, is because they use iron phosphate batteries. But now Ford's following them. So is Rivian. Volkswagen Group has got plans to use iron phosphate batteries. So now they're heavier. They're not as efficient. That's what's going on. So fascinating times we're in. And my last comment about this Inflation Reduction Act is I hate the 1% tax on stock buybacks. I really, really can't believe that got through. And they got through in reconciliation. Essentially, they carry forward a tax credit that the hedge funds used to pay less taxes was kept. And they looked for somewhere else to get money. So they decided to put a 1% tax on stock buybacks. So a lot of companies may choose not to buy their stock back because of this tax. It's only 1%, but it still probably irritates them. So maybe they'll pay bigger dividends now. So overall, that's what's going on. We're not in a recession based on the job report on Friday. We've had a very good earnings announcement season, but the analysts are cutting estimates. So I am a net seller here, and I have pockets of cash building in some of my accounts. So I'm not trying to freak anybody out or scare you. I just want you to know what's going on. I think this Inflation Reduction Act is very misleading, but it's going to get signed, and they're going to celebrate it because that's what they do. And inflation is coming down because energy prices do ebb in the fall. So hang in there, folks. We had a buyout today, so we're having some good news. We're still having a lot of stocks pop on earnings. But earnings are mixed now, and so we got to be a little bit more careful. So you're going to see me trim my portfolios, get a lot more cautious and careful here. But we are not in a recession. The market just got more narrow. That's really all that's going on. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep up in the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.